Marshall. Marshall always has his hands on someone or is pushing them. He's the biggest kid in the room, so no one stands up to him. Today I could tell he was upset. He went after me, gave me a shove, tried to trip me, and Miss Burns saw it all and said, "You two, over here." I wanted her to bawl him out, tell him to leave me alone, but she spoke quiet. "Marshall, your granny told me about your dog." I was surprised to see tears come into his eyes. He said his dog Sullivan is at the vet's and they don't know what's wrong with him. Marshall just looked at the floor. I saw more tears. Miss Burns waited for Marshall to talk. I waited a long time, too, and then I said, "I had a dog once, a mutt, and he was killed in the street where we used to live. His name was Lightning." Marshall looked at me like he understood and asked, "So did you get another one?" I said, "No, we moved, and we can't have a dog where we live now." The bell rang for recess.